السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. مفتي عبد القادر صاحب نار البركاته. It's our hope you have a splendid weekend. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and have our good health and happy. The first question, Mufti Sahib, is it halal to eat rabbit stuff?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. We welcome all the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah, today is the 19th of Jumad al-Ula, 1447, in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwarah, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, South Africa, and 99% of the cities, countries of the world. Alhamdulillah. First some good news, then sad news, and then we will answer the queries and questions, inshallah. You must have heard, and I mentioned it on air, that there was one of our brothers here in Lanesia, that he has a shop there in Soweto, and then they kidnapped him, you know. His son is a Hafiz, his name Ibrahim Valley, and his son's name Hafiz Muhammad Irfan. He reads Quran beautifully. He was invited to go to Makkah, and he came in the finals also. So the son came to me and told me his father is kidnapped. So I told him what to read, إِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ رَجْعِهِ لَقَادِرِ سُورَةَ أَلَمْ نَشْرَىٰ and وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالطَّارِقِ and so forth. So alhamdulillah, in the weekend, he came back home safely and so forth and so on. So we have just received this from authentic sources. May Almighty Allah always keep us safe. Always read Surah 12, chapter 12, and that is Surah Yusuf. And verse 64, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Almighty Allah is the best protector, while see Almighty Allah alone, exclusively, is the most merciful one to show mercy. The sad story now, I just saw quickly the Haaretz newspaper, the Jutlas, the Haramis, the swines and the pigs, they removed two of our families who were staying there in Jerusalem, right next to Masjid al-Aqsa, if you know Aqsa and surrounding Silwan area, and they just kicked them out, expelled them, and they'll bring in the settlers, and that's how they're going to bring peace, America and Israel and all these Westerners. Therefore, we must remember this, they were arch enemy. And today between 8:30 and 9, our interview is that who are the real enemies of Islam and Muslims and so forth. So we can see that what policies they have, their courts are in their favor and so forth and so on. Maulana, you asked me regarding the weekend. MashaAllah, I went for Jumu'ah to my hometown where I was born and bred, you know, 17 years, became a Hafiz there by our Honorable Ustad Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia Saturday afternoon. Spoke to him for 45 minutes, giving him all the update of Heidelberg and so forth. So wonderful weekend. Inshallah, we'll discuss that in detail, inshallah, between 2 and 2:30 today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Now the Q&A is starting. That a luhumul arnab. So khargosh ka gosht, you see the rabbit, is it halal or haram? We the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah say 100% halal, rabbits, you see that? And you just slaughter, Bismillah, Allah Akbar, you slaughter it, 100% halal. But the kuffar Shi'as, Junaid Mohtar, Jinnat Mohtar, the Shi'as, they say it's haram. So I asked them why when I went Iran and here and there, because I just made like, you know, I'm a real simple Simon, I don't know what's going on. I say, why does rabbit is haram? You see that? So that Shias, Kafir Shia, they say, not permissible. They say, no, because it gets haiz, it gets menses. So I told him that your wife also gets menses, but she's halal for you. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي kafir. So the Kafir ran away. You see that? So you must remember that. So Maulana, when you meet the Shias and you must ask them this kind of question, then we tangle them up properly and then they don't know what answer to give the haramis. Gee.
Mufti Sahib, Umar from Iran here this morning. Mufti Sahib, great to say that the Qadianis are kafir like the majority of the Shias.
100%, there's no doubt in it. You must remember, write down this date. My brother Umar Mo Salim Karim was studying there. I was studying there. That time, the madrasa's name was Madrasa Arabiya Islamiya. And then you must remember the town, that is, the area was called New Town Madrasa. The founder of the madrasa was Allama Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Yusuf bin Nuri Nawwar Allah Barqadahu. He started that madrasa in 1954. Write this date down, brother. Umar in Ireland, Dublin. So jo Dublin jata hai, double hokar wapas aata hai. Junaid Mota, if you go Dublin, you come back double. You bring one white wife from there. You see that? So that was in the old South Africa. People, I don't know how many guys did that, you see. Then they used to come here, meet their family in Swaziland. So cuts the long story short. So in a case like this, write down this date. So on the 7th of September 1974, then Hazrat bin Nuri Nawwar Allah Barqadahu and all the ulama and groups were supporting him. We must declare the Shia, the Qadianis. We must declare the Qadianis to be kuffar. So Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, he said that, let me do one good deed. But Hazrat bin Nuri played a pivotal role, and he met King Faisal also for this purpose and so forth. King Faisal was Shaheed 75. So remember that in Bhutto 79 or so. So anyway, he was hanged and executed and what have you. So then he gave the lecture on Pakistan TV and radio and said that these Qadianis are kuffar, and all the ulama of Pakistan and the Muslim world agree on it and so forth. So 100% you must remember. And if you want to know something further, my brother Umar of Ireland, I'm an eyewitness to this. First time in my life I went, you know, to the Haramain Sharifain was 1974. So I spent 6 weeks there with Allah's help, Allah's fazl, grace, mercy. My beloved parents came from here, from Heidelberg. So they performed Hajj in 63. Hajj was on the Friday, and 74 they came for Ramadan. They spent 5 weeks. So plus minus. So anyway, you must remember. So we used to just make the Dibat Khidmat, bring water, do this and all that. We couldn't even speak Urdu, Arabic properly, you know. So there were starting stages there. So one night, it was late at night, Sheikh Al-Azhar, Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmood came, and he spoke to Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri, Rahimahullah, and both of them started sobbing and crying like children. So we don't understand. So there was one Pakistani alim there, we asked him, kya hua? He said, Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmood, he had a big white beard. You remember him, O Salim, he came there. And Hazrat bin Nuri told Bacha Khan, when they enter, you must say, Ijlis, Ijlis. Bacha Khan got so excited, he said, Iblis, Iblis. You see that? So all that also happened when they came. They all had a good laugh. Anyway, so you must, they were crying. So that a Pakistani alim said, that Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmood said, I saw the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the dream, and he instructed me, the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, go and tell Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri, I'm very, very happy with him for what he did for Khatm al-Nubuwwat. Go one step further in our history, Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri, the beloved teacher of Hazrat Allama bin Nuri, Rahimahullah, Mufti Shafi sahab, and all of them, Mona Badr Alam sahab, and all of them. So, Moshabir Ahmad Usmani, all of them were Jibal and stars, you must remember that, mountains of knowledge. So, he used to say, Alaush Kashmiri passed away in 1933. If you do work for Khatm al-Nubuwwat and you speak about the honor of the Master, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the honor of Sahaba, and so forth, Insha'Allah, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam intercede for you. 100% the Qadianis are kuffar and out of the fold of Islam. When I went to New Zealand, they have many mosques there. They call it Masjid. And Ahmadiyya, they call it. And they have a very catchy slogan, you see. Love for all and hatred for none. So they say Jesus is buried there already in Srinagar, Kashmir. Pakka kafir, 100% out of the fold of Islam. Shias 99%, 90% out of the fold of Islam. They're swearing Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, and everything. Our mother Aisha, our mother Hafsa, all of them. So how they can be Muslim? And from Kitabu Taharat till Kitabul Miras, from the chapter of cleanliness till your inheritance and your worlds and all that, I haven't found. I got so many books of theirs with Allah's help. That one chapter we agree. My brother Umar, I learn. When I used to teach in Darul Newcastle, I say, Al-Ikhtilaf Bainana wa Bainahum fi kulli shay hatta fil jima'. We have ikhtilaf and difference of opinion with the kuffar shias in everything so much in our husband-wife relationship also. We say we are Sunnis, Ahl-Sunnah wa Jama'ah, only front passage. The shias, kafirs, they like backdoor business. You see, BD, backdoor business, they like it. So for them, in their books, it's written there, in Tafsir-e-Mubin, they sent it to me. And there also is written that you can enter the back passage of your wife and sodomize her. Kafir shias, 100% they are kuffar who have believed like Khomeini.
Mufti Sahib, can I take hands with my wife sister?
So you must remember that if you want to go for Umrah or you want to travel and so forth, you go with your wife, 100% permissible. You want to go with your wife's sister, totally haram. For Umrah, you go now. You, your wife, and your wife's sister, and there's nobody else. Remember that she is cursed and you also cursed. Why? Why, you know it's haram and yet you took her. After your wife dies or Allah forbid you divorced her, then you can marry your wife's sister. So you must remember that after she passes away, so you are ajnabi to her, you are a stranger to her, you're not mahram for her. So according to all four schools, Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, Hanafi's, it's haram for you to take your wife's sister with you and for Umrah or anywhere else, Hong Kong or wherever you want to go, America, or Big Mamdani Day in New York or wherever. So all that totally haram, and instead of coming back with reward in sawab, you come back mal'oon. You are cursed by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Mufti Sahib, what is the procedure for a sister who is in menses? She wants to make istikhara.
100% permissible, there's no problem to read istikhara. You just read the dua. To read the salat is better, but you can't read salat now. So you leave the salat out and read. You want to make istikhara, sister, whilst you are in your menses, in your haiz. So if you want to know about menses and all that, all you, my mothers, my daughters, my sisters, so you must read chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 2, 2, 2. And ma, this is in the second subara, second juice, so all twos. So Allah Ta'ala speaks about that there. So what must you read now? You got proposal from Abu Bakr or Umar or from Usman and Ali. Now you confused, your fuses are getting blown. So what must I do? Read now with me. Allahumma O beloved Allah, khirli khara khire. Allahumma khirli, ya Allah Jalla Wala, you select the best of the best for me. Wakhtarli, and you choose for me. And same time, what comes in your heart, that is your answer. You don't have to sleep, you don't have to dream. All that is not mentioned in Quran, Sharif, and Sunnah about sleeping and dreaming. That is just suggestion, opinion of some ulama. So this hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, this dua mentioned there. So just read that. Same time, you get answer. You don't have to read salat, nothing. So whether you're in your menses, whether you're in your nifas, whether you are park, na park, you can read it. Allahumma khirli khirli. When my ustad used to teach me how to read Quran, he said, Kha, like when you're going to spit, Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. Oh, beloved Allah, select the best for me and choose for me. And your answer will come straight away in your heart, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, can a husband force his wife to wear the burqa and niqab?
Almighty Allah made it compulsory upon you. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it compulsory. So when, what else we want? You understand? The husband is just doing what Quran and Sunnah says. Where in the Quran is it mentioned? Go open chapter 33. So Surah Ahzab and verse 59. Ya ayyuhan nabi, O Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kulli azwajik, tell your honorable wives, wa banatik, your beloved daughters, wa nisa'il mu'mineen, and the believing men, they are women, so my mother, my wife, my daughter, my sister, my niece, my auntie, what must they do, these women? يدنين عليهن من جلابيبهن. They must wear the hijab, the niqab, all that. And chapter 33, verse 59, our Ustad Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, rahimahullah, in his great work, Rawai'ul Bayan fi Ahkam al-Quran, has written a whole thesis, an article on this. Bid'atu kashfil wajhi, for a woman to expose the face in front of all and sundry, the strange man, is bid'ah and haram and not permissible. And go read another verse also, chapter 24, Surah Nur, that got 64 verses. So Mother Aisha Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq radiallahu anhuma, she used to say, Mother Aisha Siddiqa, we must love Aisha, we must love the Azwaj Mutahharat, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anhuma. What sacrifices they made. So remember that any person says Siddiqa is going to Jahannam, like the Shia, straight away kafir. He's rejecting Quran, Surah 24, verse 26. Remember that. Mother Aisha used to say, Allimu nisa'akum Surat An-Nur, that teach of women folk Surah An-Nur. So go read Surah Nur, chapter 24, verse 31. In front of who can you expose your beauty, your face and your hair and us and all that? وَلَا يُبْدِينَ إِلَّا لِبُؤُولَتِهِنَّ أَوْ آبَائِهِنَّ أَوْ آبَائِ بُؤُولَتِهِنَّ. So Allah gave you that these are your, this is your husband, or these are your maharim. So your husband, obviously, there's no parada, husband, wife. And then between you and your father, you and your brother, you and your father-in-law. So the portion from above your bosom, your breast, to below your knees must be covered. I'm not saying now you must walk around sleeveless and all that. I'm explaining to you what is the bare minimum requirement. You see that? So we must understand these issues here. So we reject Yusuf Qardawi or whoever else who says that you must remember the woman does not have to cover her face. Go as open Umwatta Imam Malik of Imam Malik rahimahullah. So you must remember that day it is mentioned, you see Asma binti Yazid, so hadith is mentioned, that we used to cover our faces all times in front of the man, strange man, nukhammiru hujuhana, even in ihram we used to cover. And then when they asked Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma yalbasul muhrim, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, that we in ihram now, we're going for umrah, for hajj, what must we wear? For the women, the Master alayhi salam mentioned two things. وَلَا تَنْتَقِبُ الْمُحْرِمَ, the lady in ihram should not wear niqab in ihram. I'll explain to you. And وَلَا تَلْبَسُ الْقُفَّازَيْنِ, she must not wear gloves. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha explained the hadith. Go open Abu Dawood, you will find it there. She says that when we were women only, or in front of our husbands or brothers, we would keep our faces open. And then when the strange man would come, then we would all cover our faces. Go open Abu Dawood. So it's compulsory upon the lady, whether you're in ihram or not in ihram, in front of strange men, you must cover your faces. It's wajib and compulsory.
Mufti Saab, a woman leaves behind her husband, two sisters and three daughters. Please advise how to distribute the estate.
When a Muslim person passes away, first is burial, funeral expenses, then is the debts of the deceased, business debts, corporate debts, personal debts, all must be expedited immediately. No business of 40 days and 100 days. All that is our Indian custom from Palanpur, Saharanpur, Kolhapur and Dabelpur and all that business, poor business, you know, Puri Patta business that is. And you must remember that is wasiya for non-heirs, maximum 1/3. Whether it be a person, Muslim or non-Muslim or organization, and from the net estate. And then the fourth will be the shares of the heir. So wife passed away, Allah granted Jannat al-Firdaus, you the husband, you the children, what must you read? Surah 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابَ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers, the day the reckoning is established. Remember that. So we must read that abundantly, profusely. So now wife passed away. So we have a husband. So you must remember his share will be 25%. Then you have daughters there, 2, 3, 4, whatever it is. So they will get 2/3. So there will be something left, the residue. So in a case like that, if they are brothers, they will get the remainder. If they are sisters, they will get the remainder. If they are brothers and sisters, they will get the remainder and the residue, the ratio 2-to-1. In this case, they are sisters, so the residue remainder goes to them. So simple it is, husband 25%, 2/3 for the daughters, and residue remainder for the sisters of the deceased.
Mufti Sahab, is it okay for my child watching educational cartoon to aid their mental development?
Remember their mental development, don't you know? They are sending you messages. They had such messages, you must remember, that works on their hearts, on their mind. You must remember this here. Then you see your son, daughter walking like a clown, shaking his backside and so forth. They want to imitate this one and that one. You must remember. So you must remember, it's all haram. This is how they capture the mind. They win the war without shooting a bullet. Once you control the thought process, write this word down, ulama. Write this word down, because I know 90% won't know this word. So the ulama and students, write it down. Al-Ghazwul Fikri. What is Al-Ghazwul Fikri? They control your mind. You see your TV, your phone, the jutlas, all these things there. So now you will say Israel is right. You will say America is right. You will say the Muslims are terrorists. You will say this. How many of our own children and our own family members? They question you. But if that non-Muslim person wants to be a gay, is it not his democratic right to be a gay? So once they speak like that, you must know that this person here, he or she, their thought process is gone already. They go to schools, they go to colleges, they go to varsities and brothels, and they start thinking and behaving just like the kuffar. You must remember that. So therefore, in Islam, we don't allow this. They send out all the dangerous, poisonous messages from that young, tender age. And we, like fools and idiots, the baby is just born. After 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, he's like, give him cell phone, give him cell phone, give him cell phone. Where's your brains, oh parents? You're polluting the innocent mind of the child. This morning I went Muhajirin Ansar. So I told them, students, because a lot of students studying there, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. Ya Allah, Jalla wala, give us barakah in the early, early part of the morning. You see that authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Then see what Allah Jalla wala says. Ijazul Quran, the miracle of the Quran. Which scientist, which professor was there? Allah gave Mustafa, Habibuna, Rahmatullil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the greatest knowledge in the entire creation, remember that. Surah 81, Surah Takwir, and verse 18. 81 and 1:8. So easy to remember. Was subhi idha tanaffas, and in the morning, early morning, when it breathes, you see that? Walk around. I took a walk around the whole house, whole everywhere, yard and everywhere. And you inhale everything so pure. When the kuffar and munafiqeen, all of them wake up after sunrise, there's that. Everything gets polluted and so forth and so on. So you must bring up pure children. Nabi Zakariya alayhi salatu salam, chapter 3, verse 38. Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba. Oh my beloved Allah, grant me such offspring and children that are pure and chaste. Innaka sami'u du'a. Verily that they are the ones, you must remember. You Allah, you are the one that you would listen to the du'as of us, the parents, and give us such children. So this kuffar, they study and they send subliminal messages. Subliminal messages to capture the mind and the thought process of the Muslim. So therefore, the parents, the father, the men are busy with Hollywood. The children are busy with, you must remember, the women are busy with Bollywood. And the children are busy with Robin Hood. You see that? So that, your brains are gone missing. So that is what happens normally. Allah protect us all.
Mufti Sahab, is it permissible for girls to study in a madrasa? Women teach them from behind the curtains.
Remember this in Islam, that the best way of teaching ladies and women and so forth is in your hometown. You understood? If you study, you must remember that in time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and so forth, what used to happen? The Azwaj Mutahharat used to teach, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to teach the men and women and children, and the Azwaj Mutahharat used to teach the women, the Sahabiyat used to teach them. I give you one incident quickly. You all heard of Ibn Sirin, Muhammad bin Sirin. He is well known for Ta'birul Ru'ya. You must remember that for interpretation of the dreams. So when people come ask him dream, you say, very good. Allah khabirin saqatta, you came to the right person. They come ask him of hadith and all that. They say, go to my sister. And Hafsa, she knows, she a'lam minni, she knows much more than me. You see that? So you must remember. If you study Bukhari Sharif in depth, you must remember, you will find this one Rawi, one reporter, and her name is Karima. And Karima taught Khatib Baghdadi and all of them, who wrote Tariq Baghdad and all of them, Bukhari Sharif, when they to come for Hajj and so forth, behind the parda hijab. So remember, is not something we encourage. Remember, personally me, I'm not in favor of these girls' madrasas and all these things. You must teach them Bukhari Sharif and Tirmidhi Sharif. Mawla Salim Kareem, I don't know if you are aware of this, but Mawla Qasim Sema, who you met many a time and he was our father, Rahimahullah, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus, started the first Da'alum in the history of South Africa, 1973. Okay? So he went to Karachi, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri came and all these things. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri told Mawla Qasim Sema, Qiyamat bahut qareeb hai. Rijal paida karo and mishkat tak parao and kufari karo. So remember, he told, Hazrat bin Nuri told his student, Mawla Qasim Sema rahimahullah, that Qiyamat is very near. Just get these men to give guidance to the Ummah and teach them Talmishkat Sharif, and thereafter just send them away. They must go make Dawat Tabligh and so to protect the Iman of the Ummah and the masses and so forth. 1982, Mishkat was taught in Darul Newcastle. Now, what we're going to do in 83? So big Mashura was held and so forth. Then Maulana, who came from Akkal Kuwa, he passed away now. Allah grant him Ghariq Rahmadi, told Mohsema, we were there. He said, Koi Allah Kashmiri nahi aayega. You, Mohsema, you must teach Bukhari Sharif. So that is how it started, you must remember, in 83. And now, 22nd, 23rd of November, they have Jalsa. We will be there also, inshallah al-Aziz, in Darul Newcastle. So, now you daughters, what you have to study Bukhari Sharif for? Three-quarter of you, you are just read Subhanallah, Bihamdi, Subhanallah al-Azim. You got certificate Alima. You never saw your kitab after you were busy with your husband and making children every year and every second year and so forth and all. So me, I'm not in favor of that. You must remember that. You must get a female to teach female. You must get men to teach men. And all this final year, we must teach our daughters the basics of Islam and so forth. Some of these, I don't say all, some of these alimas, that's why their marriages break so much. That pride and arrogance come in so much. So now they tell the husband, you're a jahil. Then the father-in-law, mother-in-law say, cook this, make this, it's not my duty. So what you learn then, you must remember these things, yeah. So therefore, you got the wrong end of the stick, of the miswak, you must remember that. So me, I'm not fair. Yes, we must teach them, but teach them the basics and all that. Teach them Riyadu Salihin. If they Shafi students, teach them Bulughul Maram. And like this, you must remember that. But never give them certificate of Adima and this and all that. Most of them, they just grow horns and so forth. That is our experience.
Kisab, what is the best dua to do to strengthen our memory?
Three things quickly. Every Thursday night, today is Monday, so this Thursday night, after Maghrib, after Isha, read Surah Yasin. Thereafter, write it down in sequence. Surah Yasin, chapter 36. And then Surah Dukhan, chapter 44, 25th Supara. And then after that, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, 21st Supara, and chapter 32. And thereafter, Surah Mulk Tabarak Alladhi, you see, chapter 67. You know it by heart, read 4 rakat salat and read it, Surah Fatiha and then the surahs. Then you make dua. You don't know it by heart, look inside and read the 4 surahs and read 2 rakat salatul hajj. Hadith in Tirmidhi, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam told Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda, salasan aw khamsan aw sab'an, you must do it 3, 5, 7 consecutive weeks. Quickly, Diwanu Shafi'i, al-Imam Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i says, shakawtu ila waki'in su'a hifzi, I went to my beloved teacher Waki' bin Jarrah, and I told him my memory is getting so weak. Shakawtu ila waki'in su'a hifzi, fa'arshadani ila tarkil ma'asi. He told me, don't commit sins. When you students, ulama, come to me, you want advice, I say, take the TV and throw it outside. You see that? فَأَرْشَدَنِي إِلَىٰ تَرْكِ الْمَعَاصِي فَإِنَّ الْعِلْمَ نُورٌ مِّنْ إِلَٰهِ. This knowledge of Quran, Sharif, Sunnah, Mubarakah, Fiqhul Islami, jurisprudence is noor from Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَنُورُ اللَّهِ لَا يُوْتَى لِعَاصِي. And Allah's noor will not be given to people who continue with vices and sins. اللهم اجعلنا من المقبولين آمين. جزاك الله خيرا مع سليم. Wonderful. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.